Al-Wajood Ilahi, the Divine Existence. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Being is the essence. The essence is the whole, and indeed there is nothing but it. If you will, experience it and call it self, anafs. Or if you will, witness it and call it quality, asifat. However you wish to witness it and name it, you witness and name none but it. He is your reality, and he is you. He manifests itself and names it as he wishes and likes and wants and decrees and chooses. Do you understand? In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the Eternal, my support, my supply, and my rewarder. Since there is no unbeing, since there is no being except the Godly One, then it is the essence and the essence is the whole, because Godly essence is a whole, and there was no essence except his. No meaning save his, and nothing deserves being but him. Indeed, there is nothing but him. La ilaha illa huwa. All manifestations are specifications of the whole, and the whole is the existence of being in essence and concept. If you know that and know the nature of your being in this godly essence, it follows then that your being dictates that you know yourself because you are his concept. And knowing it, you will know your being a concept in being. When you know that, you will witness the significance of being in every situation, each according to its rank, relative to the essence of being in its own rank. If you wish, you may witness it, that is, witness the essence of existence, or whatever you see in the ranks of existence. Call this manifestation a self, then it will give you the qualities of the significance of your being a self. Then you will be an individuality, and this necessitates godly combination. In this combination, you will show yourself in whatever you see or witness or find, and all your aspects will be the ranks of your being. If you are the self in your godly combination, you will appear as you wish and like and want and decree and dictate in every situation according to rank. Your manifestation will be self-presence, giving meaning to its individuality and the essence of this individuality. You will be the essence and concept of self, and nothing appears but this. If you have witnessed the being, as you are the self in whichever presence you wish to witness, then if you call to it a quality, call it a quality because it reveals the quality of your essence, being the expression of your individual essence, having the quality in which you saw it. However you wish, you may witness it because it is the existence of the essence in which there is meaning, and it is the whole, save which there is indeed nothing. It is your essence, O you who are his essence too. Call it whatever you want from the ranks and manifestations and names. You witness none other than him. This witness being is your reality, which is the appearance of your being and the essence of it. The godly essence has been determined in your essence until you have come to witness it. It has lent it an eye to see him, and with so that the beholder is himself the eye. Do you understand? If you know, my love, that there is nothing but Allah in everything, you see and name and know that he is your reality, and that you are him in truth, not in illusion or guessing or imagination. Then you know that he sees himself and finds himself in you and in all the ranks of his godly beings, which have sprung from his essence. He is the living, the sustainer, and the beginning of every existence, which is as he likes, according to the manifestation of his love, and as he wills, according to whatever is in his capacity, as one who wills. His will decrees his love and the sublime manifestation. He chose that all his ranks should be within this creation, and this meaning, and this process of beings. Do you understand? My love, everything from you is for you, and vice versa. Everything is an expression of your being in your existence and what you witness, especially the rank of your existence. Yours shall be that which you judge. Know, O follower of Allah, that fate moves according to your susceptibility and your readiness for what is latent in your capability and willingness. Since the susceptible readiness that is you is the source of manifestations for you, you should learn that anything that emanates, emerges from you, is for you, and it emerges to none but you. It comes out from your susceptibility to your readiness. Nothing comes out to you except that which is for you, even though you thought it was separate from you and thought it sprang from your imagination, being, contrary to what you are. Indeed, everything from you is for you, and anything for you is from you, especially if you realize this and learn that your fixed being rank necessitates this so as to appear in accordance with the traits built in you. So nothing comes out from you except that which goes back to you in the images of your stages. And anything these stages may show, being your stages, is for you, and nothing but that, since all the manifestation of your being is what is being witnessed. This witness being, which is the mother of your stages, is the one for your existing stage. Whatever you see is from you, and whatever you find is for you. And whatever is for you in every situation by itself is nothing but from you. You shall be that which you judge. If you judge one of your prominent stages in which there are manifestations of your being as being variations, then it is what you judge it to be it variations for you or from you. If you judge them as being contrast and troublesome, then they are so, coming out from you. And if you judge anything in whatever stage it appears to be the truth and itself, that is your right, and it is yours according to your judgment. So learn how to witness and to realize so as to know. If you know, you will surely realize that anything from you is for you, and vice versa, and that you shall be that which you judge. Allah.